just a day after Pope Francis condemned the globalization of indifference to the plight of migrants during his visit to Lampedusa, the European Court of Human Rights made an emergency intervention to stop Malta from flying a group of Somali refugees to Libya. More than 400 migrants have arrived in the past week, arriving by boat from Libya, but most originating from Somalia, Eritrea, and other countries. The former director of Jesuit Refugee Service Malta, Father Joseph Kassar, told Charles Collins Malta is straining to provide help to refugees arriving on its shores.
Well, right now there is a lot of public discussion going on about the recent refugee arrivals. There have been somewhere between 400 and 500 arrivals only this week. And this is part of the arrivals also on Lampedusa and other places. Of course, with the sea in the central Mediterranean being rather calm, people who feel threatened in Libya, and we're mainly talking about sub-Saharan Africans, some of whom may have been in detention. There were people reportedly in one of the boats that arrived at the beginning of the week who had suffered gunshot wounds, apparently after trying to escape from detention centers in Libya. This is according to newspaper reports. The climate right now is one of concern, I would say, among the general public, because they see that there are a lot of refugee arrivals, and the fear is of both migrant arrivals, and the fear is that people seeking protection here may just swamp the limited resources of the island. Of course, the situation has been going on for the past 10 years or so, so we cannot exactly speak of an emergency. This is an enduring situation, and it reflects what is going on in other countries. Naturally, the Maltese point of view is that Malta is a member state of the European Union, and one of the coastal states on the southern border feels left very much to its own devices by the larger member states on the on mainland Europe to deal with this situation. Just yesterday, the government had decided and also made arrangements to fly back to Libya, in other words, to push back illegally, therefore, and in contravention of the European Convention on Human Rights and also on the United Nations Convention on Refugees, to push back a number of boat migrants who had arrived earlier in the day. And fortunately, that was blocked by an interim measure by the European Court of Human Rights.
Why is there this opposition to returning migrants?
It was not returning migrants to their homeland. This was returning Somali migrants to Libya. So this is not their homeland. This is a second place where they are escaping from. And some of the Somali boys I was speaking with, not those who had arrived, but others who had been here already, I was speaking to yesterday afternoon. They said, well, in that case, if you return us to Libya, it may be better to send us to Somalia. At least one would die in one's own country. So this reflects, of course, the concern about the situation in Libya, which is for many people seeking protection and also escaping from their own countries, still not safe.
You mentioned sometimes the Maltese feel like they're being abandoned by European partners. Is this a European problem? Should the EU be doing more to help the situation in Malta?
Well, we ourselves are part of the EU, but yes, this is an issue which regards the whole of Europe. So definitely there is something that must be done with Europe as a whole. Just like Lampedusa, Malta happens to be one of the points of encounter between South and North and between Africa and Europe. And whereas we Maltese have a lot to answer for in the way of inadequate reception policies, even though these have been improved but are not still adequate in my opinion, well, definitely, much has to be, much has also to be done by the, by Brussels, by the European Union, in terms of addressing the situation as a European issue, and not leaving it to the devices and the limited resources of coastal states.